this is going. Here?
Greetings. I'm testing the volume. Can you hear me? If you can press one. Press one if you can hear me. All right. The music is not loading. The soundtracks are not loading. Bear with me for 1 second, everyone. This is The Woman Reelevated. This is Layla. Today is August the 26th, 2015. I'll be right back with you. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. Today is Wonderful Wednesday, August the 26th, 2015. Welcome to Thor Radio Network, founded by our very own Brother Sharif. This is The Women Reelevated. I am Layla, your sister and host. I am joined by Thor's matriarch, our wonderful, beautiful, and powerful Yama. I'm always grateful for this opportunity to come before you and join together in common unity, also known as our Thor unity. At all times, I give all praises to the Most High, my Creator, for using me as an instrument for the benefit of all. The Woman Reelevated's mission is to edify the women back to her rightful place in an elevated state on the right hand of Almighty God, with truth and virtues emanating in everything she does. And in so doing, she will bring her man, and in turn, they will bring their sons, or our sons and daughters. Today, we are going to be talking about water, the benefits of water. Water is very precious. It's a very precious commodity these days. It always has been. Our very fibers of our being is comprised mostly of water. And it's really, really important that we understand those principles, how it relates to ourselves and our environment and the world in which we live. For those of you who do not know, I have, in a form of business life, used to engage in the marketing of water units, of filtration systems to help people to better their lives. I have owned for many, many years a water filtration system in my home. And in fact, when I bought another home, I had the people come and dig up my water system, all the piping, and I moved it to my new home. So it is transportable. That's what I did so that I could make sure that I would continue to have clear, safe drinking water. In this lesson today, we will be discussing the benefits of water and what we need to be doing to secure the fact that we have pure, clean drinking water for ourselves and our loved ones. With all of this, the mayhem and things that are going on in the world, the water seems to be a threat. We are living, I just want to pause for a moment. We have moved into a new age, a new era of time. The Aquarian age is the age in which we are in. And the Aquarian age is known as the water bearer. We left the Piscean age, which was the age of the fish. For those of you who practice Catholicism, the sign for, or the symbol that is depicted with Jesus is the fish. And that's significant of the age of the Piscean age. And that's the age that we just left. Now we are dealing with water. And with water, I know that on the, we had a Brother Sharif hosted a Free Your Mind Friday sometime last year, where he brought on a metaphysician, I think her name is Ariane, and she talked about coming into 2015, how water was going to be depicted. We're going to see a lot more killing. We saw on the news and broadcasted I'm not going to call it news, but the media or that medium, they talked about the beheadings. That was significant of water. So water plays a very big role. Obviously, you know, we as women specifically, you know, we give birth, or we deliver into the world our young, and that flows through and is encompassed with water. So water is very, very key and pivotal, and it's symbolic for us in many aspects, but it's very, very important to our health and our nutrition. I'm joined here by Yama. Before we get into the lesson for today concerning water, Yama, greetings, Yama.
Greetings, shalom, shalom. Another beautiful day, another beautiful thought time to get beneficial information, and today's subject is water. And our bodies is made up of approximately between 65 and 70% water. So water is very important, and the subject matter today will edify those that are hearing it now or later, because we consist of approximately 70% of water. So, and we are valuable. So we need to learn what water we should be drinking to have the proper mass, our makeup, our chemistry, to benefit us and to bring us into a healthy life and living knowing that your body is, they say the word is alkaline and not acidic. So water is very important, and it's something that we need every day in various forms, doing various jobs, and it's a valuable substance. It's very valuable. But what makes it more valuable is knowing the proper water to drink. And Layla, we're going to get wet today with this water. Yes, it's going to benefit us.
That absolutely it is. You know, that water, it's been a struggle for me personally to consume. Using the word consume, right? We are consumers, right? In commerce, we're consumers, and we consume things through our minds, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and obviously our mouths, but our taste buds. So from a perspective of, you know, drinking fluids, it's been very difficult for me, as well as I know a lot of people, to drink water. I have shifted my life over a period of time. It's been not been easy, but over time, I've been consuming more water. Even though I've had a water treatment system in my home for many years, I definitely can taste the difference in various waters. If you never had a water system and you are drinking water from tap, or even if you're drinking bottled water, or when you have a system, you get to taste the difference. You get to really significantly taste the difference in the water. And some waters taste good, and some waters, in all honesty, do not. And Yama just talked about alkalinity. Alkalinity is very keen and pivotal from the standpoint of drinking water. The more alkaline the water is, or any of the foods that we eat for that matter, the more alkaline state our body will be. Therefore, we do better for our bodies and our state of mind in that regard. And when we are consuming anything, ingesting, when anything that we're ingesting with acidity does harm for our body and puts our body in an acidic state, which causes the propensity and causes the dis-ease that one experiences in the form of ill health or illnesses. So water and the quality of the water that we drink, most importantly, is really, really key and pivotal, as well as the quality of food that we eat in conjunction. But we're going to focus primarily on water as we move forward and talk about some other things pertaining to water. Before I even knew that we were going to be talking about water, I was just doing some more research on behalf of myself and for my loved ones. And in line with everything that's going on out there in the world, there are some preparedness things that we and my household have been doing. One of the things that we've been doing is storing up water. You know, not only do I have a water system, however, I have been taking the water, the good quality water that we have, and I've been putting them into gallon jugs and just storing them. And I'm going to talk to you why. Before we go into why, I would like to talk about the various types of water. Obviously, we know that we have tap water. The tap water is distributed through the municipality in which we reside. For those of us who live in a more rural area, some of us may have wells, and if we have wells, we're responsible for testing our own water for the quality and making sure that it's safe for our consumption. So if any of you who live in an urban area, you're accustomed to the city, you know, the municipality testing the water, making sure the water comes through the tap based on certain standards. But for those of you who might not be aware, people who live in a rural situation, they don't have that, but if you want to call it a luxury, they don't have that kind of luxury. They are responsible to making sure that their water is not too hard, is soft enough, that's not going to damage their equipment that they have in the home, but more importantly, it's going to be safe for them to drink so it doesn't have all of the bacteria and the contaminants and the microbes and all of those things that are in it. So it's safe for them to consume, all right? So that's a different lifestyle in that regard. However, you have there are different processes that are used to acquire water. Now, if we go to the grocery store, we know that we have a wide variety of waters that we can purchase on the shelf, right? You have spring water, distilled water, you have just drinking water, right? And you wonder, like, okay, what is it? And then we have the alkaline waters that are there, especially if you go into places like Whole Foods or Natural Grocers, Sprouts. Any of those stores, you'll see some of the other types of water that they have there for you. And you look in wonderment if you don't know what to look for and say, well, which one should I get? Well, you know, the drinking water is nothing other than tap water. And to me, it just befuddles my mind when I see people walking off with drinking water that they buy from the store versus just opening this spigot, you know, and taking tap water. But that's just plain old tap water. And then you have spring water, you know, and spring water, to me, just the name of it, spring water, your mind just envisions a beautiful spring, you know, with flowing with beautiful, pristine-looking waters. We have that imagery in our mind. And I'm sorry to burst anyone's bubble, however, that spring water, because we have industrial organizations or corporations that constantly dump in our rivers and our streams and our springs, that beautiful, pristine depiction of spring water that we have has now been contaminated. So basically, just consider yourself taking a jug of water, any jug of water or glass of water, and just sticking it in the spring water, the flow of the spring water, and picking it up and drinking it or putting it in the container and taking it back. There's no treatment of that water. It's coming straight from the spring. Like I said, there's no treatment. So therefore, whatever is in that water is what you're consuming. And that's not tested water. All right. So that water is most likely potentially more dangerous than the water coming out of your tap. So then we have distilled water. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's pretty much in the lesson that I'm going to bring forward to you today. The distilled water is the closest to the way that nature intended for the rainwater that falls down onto the ground, into the oceans, that gets evaporated back up into the atmosphere that is stored in the clouds and then returned back to the earth in the ground and the water. It's a cycle. And that's the process of distillation. So you consider a pot of boiling water. Whenever we're boiling water, be it, you know, boiling water for anything that we're preparing, be it tea, vegetables, or oatmeal, or whatever it is, any cereal, we're boiling water, and we know that steam rises to the lid. the steam rises, and that steam, it's after time, it just kind of sits on the surface of the interior of the lid, and it just holds itself there in droplets, and all of a sudden it just drops. Well, that water that's sitting up at the top of the lid, that would be considered the water that you would want to drink, not necessarily the water that's in the pot. All right. There are some people, and that, by the way, that is that water sitting at the lid is considered the purest water, and that is the process of distillation. So when we're talking about distillation, that water that's sitting on the lid of that pot, based on what we're talking about, they take that water, which is the purest water, and they bottle it. But can you imagine how much boiling of water has to be done to get it to evaporate, to get the condensation to be able to form a bottle of water? That is a good water to drink. There are some people that are under the impression that, okay, you know what? I don't need to buy any, I don't have to worry about the water. I'm just not spending any money on any water. I am just going to use the tap water, and I'm just going to go ahead and boil the water. Well, if you boil the water, one of the things that I learned many years ago, when I told you I was marketing these water systems, they would take us in training in the back, you know, in our training sessions, and they would take tap water, and they would take the water, and they would heat it up to such a high degree that you get to see what happens to the molecules of the water. And it was just the most astounding thing that I could tell you. You know, the water has minerals in it. All water has minerals in it. And there are some people that say, you know, we need to have our minerals. Obviously, don't we take vitamins and minerals in our body? Don't we take supplements to be able to help maintain our bodies, the health of our bodies? Well, the water carries nutrients in it as well and minerals. So what we were able to see, what I'm realizing now, is that we got to see the solidification of the minerals in the water. But the way that it was being portrayed to us is the fact that that water is filled with junk, and it's solidifying itself, and basically we're drinking liquid junk. That was the way that they taught us, so that when we marketed these units, we could basically show these people that this is liquid junk. I've now come to realize, like I said, that these are minerals that solidify. It's important for us to have minerals in our body, and how we ingest them is really important. So, but boiling water does not necessarily, and we're drinking that water, it doesn't evaporate out the contaminant in the water. So I've actually had someone over the last few weeks saying, you know, boiling water is a good thing. And I'm looking at them thinking, you just have not a clue. You don't have a clue. For someone who's been in the business and who has studied it and practices what I preach in that particular area. I just want to pause for a second, and I meant to say at the top of the show, Blog Talk is, and if I didn't say so, Blog Talk has had an issue. It had an issue yesterday. We were not able to air the debt show. I had some clips that I wanted to play for everyone, but for some reason, the audios are not working on Blog Talk. So I'm going to have to make a report to Blog Talk. Hopefully they'll get it resolved sometime today, but not necessarily in time for this particular show. So I'm aiming to bring you as much information for your knowledge. The other thing is I did market the show to have a guest that was going to talk to you in the area of water, because this is a business that they're fully engaged in now, and it's very unfortunate that they're not going to be able to present. So I feel comfortable stepping into their shoes to talk about water, because this is a topic that is somewhat near and dear in my heart, and I've been engaged in it. I just aim to bring to our Thor community other people that can exhibit the essence and the material that we are wanting to discuss. And that was the reason why I brought him forward. Or extended the invitation for them to come forward. So, and yes, get your pens and papers ready. There's some pertinent information that I am going to be imparting with you at this moving forward. Yama, do you have anything that you'd like to add at this point?
Yes. Alkaline water, which I know a lot of people may not be knowledgeable of it, but alkaline water is a healthy water, and acidic is unhealthy. And they say that you could take three, if you want to test your water, they have a scale that they use, and going from 3 to 10, and 10 is like the highest pH level. And our body level is 7.3, the water that's in our body. So it's like a healthy alkaline level. And the chart goes from 3 to 10, 3 being acidity, and anything above 7.5 up is alkaline. And they say the way you can test it is take 3 drops of iodine and you put it in like a little vial of water, whether you're testing the bottled waters that you purchase or your tap water. And if it doesn't read, if they have different colors, ranges. Like for 3 is like a dark orange, 4 is like the normal color orange, then 5 is yellow, 6 is green, all these are below alkaline, 6 is like a greenish yellow, and 7 is like a green, but if it falls in the color, the greenish color that's closer to like a bluish green, then that would start the 7.5 pH level, which would be beneficial. And then you go up to 8, which is a light blue, 9 is a darker blue, and 10 is a purple. That's the pH level. And so we could test our own water if we want to. And it also, when I was reading, it says that the acidity substance causes inflammation of your joints. So when you're below the pH level and you in the acidity level, that's an unhealthy level, and it affects your body, because our body is designed to have 7.5 pH or maybe higher. So anything below start affecting our bodies, and sometimes you're wondering why we have disease in our body, and it's all because of what we're putting into our body. And so what it does is it adds to, when you drink acidity water, it can cause arthritic pain. And a lot of people get pain in their body, you know, like small pain or a light pain, and they don't realize what it is. But that's my thoughts, is that's the oncoming of some sort of arthritis in your body. And one way we can eliminate it, which it does, is actually kills those symptoms if you put the proper alkaline pH level water in your body. And it also says that cancer cells feed on acidity water. Where if you flood your body, if you drink alkaline water, it would actually starve to death those cells. And so there's little things that we can do, not thinking that we have anything or these diseases, but if it's very beneficial if we know what we should do, especially drinking water. We bathe in water, we cook in water, we drink water. So if we know these small pointers and we inform our children and tell our children and just tell, you know, everyone that we know, this is a way to keep your body healthy and clean. And if you start in one area, you'll get additional information and you'll apply that, and it will be easy. It's better to do something, and first you might think it's hard, but it'll be easy because you won't get those diseases.
Absolutely, Emma. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, bathing, it's really important. I have to keep this in the forefront of my mind, and it's really crucial to know that our body, our skin, is our largest organ. Our skin is an organ. So what comes in through the pores of our skin is really crucial. So when we're bathing in this water, we're ingesting the water. Even if you're buying bottled water, because you're ingesting water through and drinking it, don't forget, and this is a constant reminder to me, and I'm glad you brought that forward. If you're bathing in water, you are ingesting that water through your bath, your showers and your bath. So the back to what I was saying about a home treatment system is that with the treatment system, it's designed to come in at the main source of the water, at the water line, at the main entry to your home. And all of the water that comes into the home is treated. There are some people, obviously, that don't have that luxury, and that's fine. You do the best that you can do. So then people are putting the treatment tank or the treatment system at the sink in the kitchen, because that's where people are doing the eating. But for those of you who have the wherewithal and the ability to consider improving the quality of your life with water, I would recommend that you consider getting something that enters right at the entry point of the water source in your home. Right. So what happens when you're not home and you're away? Then you would rely on the other sources. And what Yama was talking about, the alkaline water, would be one of the better waters to acquire outside of the distilled water. You could still acquire the distilled water and still get the benefit of having some of the best, of having the minerals and the things that you need in your body. But keeping your body in an alkaline state, yes. When Yama talks about the different numbers, then the higher the alkalinity, the higher the alkaline state. I just want to make everyone aware the call-in number for the show is 65732. That's 657-383-0332. For those of you who are in the chat, I want to welcome you for being here. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write your questions or comments in the screen, and I'll be happy to bring them forward for the entire Thor community so we can address them. That'll be greatly appreciated. With regard to, and we talked about the different types of water, Yama.
Yes.
And I think that's really important for the distinction that everyone knows the different types of waters if they don't. What I wanted to bring forward was the different types of water systems that are out there. Like I said, I bought my system maybe 25 years ago. And I still have that system today. That system was one of the first type systems that were out and on the marketplace. And that system is a reverse osmosis system. And what that system is a system, the best way to put it is that it's what they call fresh squeeze water. And it really, what it does, it has all of the water that comes in through the entry point of the home gets treated. And then there's a unit that we have under the sink that takes that general water that's being treated, and then it condenses it more. It takes all of the rest of the any trace of bacteria, if there is any, or contaminants, or just refines the water basically a little bit more. That makes it more potable for us to consume in our food. But one of the benefits that it has is that it softens all of the water coming into the home. And what does that mean when we say soften water? Well, typically speaking, the water, it can be, depending on the area of the country that you're in, the water has a certain quality. They call some water hard and they call some water soft. And the best way for me to describe the difference between hard water and soft water is, for example, let's say that you're just finished taking a bath and you've gotten out of the tub and the tub leaves, there's a ring around the tub. Well, if you see the ring around the tub, that's letting you know that that there are particles in the water that are picking up the skin off your body, and it's leaving it as a sign, if you will, or a ring around the tub. All right, so the water is a little bit harsh. But when you have a system, and for those of you who have a system in your home, you know what I'm talking about, that same scenario when you get out of the tub, when the water softens, there is no ring. So guess what? That means for those of us who are, you know, who clean out, you know, have cleaned out homes or clean out homes, and, you know, that means it reduces the amount of cleaning necessary in the home because there's no ring to clean. But when we talk about the water that comes through the washing machine to wash the clothes, then it's not forming that crust or crud. If you've ever looked at an old pipe, piping system, and you see that crud or crust inside the tubing of that pipe, that is the residue deposit of the minerals and what they would call contaminants that are come through that pipe that hardens. And that's an exemplification of hardened water. So that water comes through flowing clean and doesn't leave any kind of a residue or much less of a residue, if you will. And therefore, it's more gentle on the equipment that you have in your home, including your dishwasher or your washer. Obviously, the water that's flowing through the pipes means the pipes are staying clear. And you can feel, you don't need as much soap in your own, you know, sometimes in certain areas, like, oh my gosh, there's no suds. It's not gotten any suds. What's going on? More soap on your hands? Well, when you have soap and water, you need very little soap. So then what with a system like that, you don't need to use as much detergent, or you don't need to use as much soap to lather up, to clean anything, or even and including yourself. That's one of the benefits of having a system like that. There are other types of systems out there as well. I can speak on the reverse osmosis system because that's the system that I have, and we start and we still exhibit immediate results or benefits from it. The other thing is obviously we're getting better quality drinking water. Now there have been some claims about the reverse osmosis system. They call it the fresh squeezed water. It's taking out everything from the water, anything that's what they consider a contaminant, and including the minerals. So there are those that, you know, want to get the minerals, and they're getting the minerals through the water, and the reverse osmosis system is not one for them. Then there are distilleries. There are some systems out there, and I do have people in my kin who have a distillery in the home, and that process that we were talking about, the system constantly is producing distilled water. So there's a boiler that heats up the water, it condenses the water, and it causes the water to flow, that condensed water that we talked about sitting at the top of the lid. It takes that condensed water and flows it down into an area that it pipes itself through the home, and usually they use it for the sink. I don't know that they have it going through the entire house, because that would be a lot of water to get condensed like that to use for bathing and showers, so it goes to the sink. If anyone out there has any comments or questions, then just have, for those of you know that have children going away to college, I have had sent the Brita. They have the systems that you can just put right at the spigot of your sink to be able to help you to clarify the water. So there are all types of systems, and especially if you have any college students away, then I would recommend that you have them to provide a little pitcher. The pitcher, and you can put the filtration system, that's a Brita pitcher, Brita, Brita, and it has a filtration system right in the pitcher, and they pour the water, whatever water they're going to be drinking, and it filters that water for them, so that they're getting the best possible quality water. We do have a caller. I'm going to open up the line for a caller at 214-8326. 214-8326. Welcome to the Women Reelevated.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are. Thank you for accepting my call. I did want to speak on the water. I, too, myself have a filtration system. and the benefits of the water, as y'all are speaking of the quality of water, I too believe in the quality of water. I know in my household, we chose to get the filtration system due to the quality of water, knowing that water is comprised of about 70% of the earth, and knowing that water is comprised, we're comprised of mainly water. And then knowing that because we are seeing the earth is comprised of water itself, then the importance of the quality of water is important to us as well. Also, I did partake a little bit in gardening and noticing the difference between the tap water and the water that we use. It's a tremendous difference. The experiment that I did was using the tap water on plants and seeing the filtered water on another plant. You could see the difference. And just seeing that alone, it just made me, it was another newfound discovery or reminder of the water that we're using in our bodies. And I said, well, if I'm using the tap water, what effect would that be onto my body? So with that in mind, and also knowing that, as it was mentioned earlier by the co-host, is it Yama? That I mentioned the water does to our body and the joints. That's absolutely true as far as I know the water lubricates our joints, allows the bodies and the cells to grow. It forms our saliva. It helps deliver oxygen along with plants. So knowing and seeing that what water does to our bodies and seeing that water is a primary source in everything or helping to everything grow, then I too myself believe in the water. And that's one of the reasons why we have filtration system, is because I know the importance of the quality of water in the home. The system that we have is I wouldn't say it's a reverse osmosis, and we chose not to do a reverse osmosis because the reverse osmosis takes out the pertinent minerals from the water. And the system that I'm using actually keeps the minerals in the water along with the pH balance. And the pH in our water is about 8.0. And so the water that we're using in our home, as it was also said, ingestion, that's a key factor as well. So it allows for softer hair. The skin, I noticed a difference in the skin and how my skin is glowing, and even just in the family alone as well, how important the water really is, and just seeing the difference and also analyzing that through experimentation on the plants. So I just wanted to add that or share that.
Well, thank you so very much. And you were talking about the water, you know, on the earth. My mind went to what has happened as a result of the Fukushima incident with that nuclear meltdown in Japan. And right now, a lot of the produce has been coming from California. Over the last year, there have been reports that since they didn't clean up thoroughly after Fukushima, since it's in the Pacific, the current of the water all the way in Japan is flowing all the way over here to this country on the West Coast. So the produce and the groundwater is affected by the contaminants in the as a result of that Fukushima meltdown. We've seen reports, I know I have, I don't subscribe to the mainstream media, but I saw images, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody's out there, that they, you know, talk about all of these magnificent sea creatures that have surfaced, sea creatures that are 500 years old, you know, that have surfaced, or whales that just showed up on shore, all these sea creatures that showed up on shore, and the question is why? You know, some people say, well, it's due to fracking, and that's a whole other topic in and of itself. But then the other aspect is, you know, that the waters have been contaminated. And a lot of the produce, you know, when going shopping in places like Whole Foods and natural grocers, people are starting to ask questions, you know, well, where is this fruit coming from? Because we know it all comes from California, and nobody wants to eat any produce coming from California, knowing that the groundwater is affected, and that that means that there is radioactive particles that are in that water that would obviously affect the food, and that means that we're ingesting radioactive material. And obviously, just moving that forward, that would create a very bad situation for us. So now these stores are going to Mexico. They're going to other places. They're not providing produce at all from Florida. I mean, I'm sorry, from California. They're not providing the produce from California. And, you know, we hear the reports that California is on the verge of bankruptcy. Well, they're not producing anything. What they are, that's not, no one's buying it. They probably are, but nobody's buying because nobody wants it. It's very, very important and paying attention to that. Now, the water system that you have, you said it has, you said that you did not choose to take a water reverse osmosis system. So can you just elaborate on what kind of system that you have so you can help our listeners to know what's available?
Well, the water system that I have, it's a Pelican. And if I do recall, so I've had the system now for about 2 years. And the system, it's a salt-free water softener, and it does not call for electricity. And I did not want a system with electricity because in case the electricity went out, I would be dependent on the electricity to have running water or filtered water. So everything is pretty much based off the flow. When turning on the water, you know, water naturally flows. So the water flows through the filtration system, and there's three mechanisms. There's like a pre-filter, and then the sediment filter, which houses the activated charcoal, which activated charcoal cleanses the water. And then there's another tank that has its their own treatment or their own, I would say it's more of a crystallized filtration, which softens the water. So that's pretty much what the system or how the system works. It's just through the natural flow of the water, and then it goes through the pre-filter along with the two tanks of the activated charcoal and the crystal sediment or filtration.
So the crystals, I mean, crystals are adding some sort of a quality to the water. Is that what you're saying when you're saying crystals?
Yes, it adds quality, or it actually removes the, you mentioned hard water. It also softens the water.
Huh. That's interesting. It's very interesting. So does it use any kind of filters? For those of you who don't know, there's a, like in a reverse osmosis system that I have, there's a membrane, it's a lining, all right, and that filter has to be changed every so often, otherwise everything will start seeping through that membrane, if you will. Does your system have any filters that are required?
So the pre-filter, the one that I have, I change that out every 9 months. And then the activated charcoal, the first filter, is changed out every 5 years. So I would have to replace the charcoal. And then the second filter, which is the crystallized filter, that's a lifetime. And I decided to go with that one, especially for those that may use reverse osmosis or try to familiarize myself with the water softeners. I know some of the water softeners out there require salt pellets. I didn't want to do the salt pellets because I know the salt pellets you would change monthly or every 6 weeks, however often you're needing to change it, and that would add up in cost. And then also for those that have high blood pressure, the salt is not good for those people. And, well, the water itself is not good to ingest. for those that have high blood pressure. So I chose to not have the salt in mind. So that's why I went with the system that I have. So it would not require salt as some of the water softeners require.
That's very key and pivotal. I'm glad that you mentioned that. And like you said, the system that I have, I've had for many, many years. And now that I think of it, I mean, yeah, that's a very, very key and pivotal situation. If we're ingesting too much sugar or if we're ingesting too much salt, both of those can have adverse effects on our health. That's very, very key. The other thing concerning water, one of the things that I've learned that I'd like to bring forward is that most water, we're kind of getting into the nutritional aspect, but most water, we get the majority, the concentration of water is most potent in fruit. I did not know that years ago, and I learned that. Our bodies metabolize water so much better when we ingest fruit versus drinking water. So if water is not your thing, then stock up on your fruit. You'll do your body a great deal of good. I just want to pass that along. In relation to, thank you so very much. Is there anything, I know, do you consume all the water that you consume? It comes through your filtration system?
Yes, all the water that comes through the filtration system is the water that we use when running the water, even in our kitchen. We use the same water when we cook, clean, and as you had mentioned earlier, the residue, we don't have residue in our toilets, the sinks, or bathtub when cleaning. So I know the other benefit of the water filtration system is that it cleans out the pipes at the same time, therefore also not leaving any of the residue caked up on your sinks or appliances.
Well, I like the idea of the no electricity factor because as I move into the next segment of what we're going to talk about, that can be very key and pivotal to being able to have access to good, clean drinking water in the case of some sort of an emergency. That is a very key aspect, and I want to thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
The call-in number is 657-383-0332. Please press 1 on your phone, and we'll be happy to take your call, comment, or suggestion. For those of you who are in the chat, we thank you for being here. You can see that we've got some activity there. And type a question if you have a question or comment. The question, I'm glad that we talked about the different types of water and the various methodology in being able to acquire the different types of water. The other aspect that I'd like to bring forward is the aspect of what I just mentioned. You know, what do we do in case of some sort of a situation where things are scarce? I mean, if we look around the world, we see all of the uprisings around the world. We see what's happening with the monetary system. We see that, you know, these countries are positioning themselves and are doing so many things that we know that our dollar is going to be crashed here. And if the dollar is crashed, what does that mean? What does that specifically mean? The dollar being devalued means that we have inflation. That means that our $2, $3 of gas can go to $5, $4, $5, $6 of gas per gallon. If that means that if you're already spending $5, in some cases, $5 for a loaf of bread, for those that are eating, going down the healthy track, I don't know what the price of bread is now. White bread. I see a lot of people with white bread these days. I don't know how much it is for a loaf of white bread, but we're talking about, I don't know, $10? And for those that are paying $2 maybe for a loaf of bread, it might be $6. For those that are paying $5, it could be $10 for a loaf of bread. That is what inflation will do. And if we're in a situation like that, And our water is going to be what's gold, because our water is what is necessary for us to maintain health. We can go, I lost the thought. I had so many days without water. We can go 21 days without water, or please help me. My mind just went blank, and I don't have the stack written down in front of me. I used to know it like the back of my hand.
Layla.
Basin. Yes. Yes, Yama.
Well, I've gone 21 days without water, so I know that can happen. I've done that, 21 days without water.
Right.
And you know, also, when you, I just wanted to bring this point in about the rainwater. When it falls, it's naturally soft water.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? I think one of the shows, I don't know whether it was Brother Francis or a guest that was on, I don't know, it was Rob, someone had said about getting in the rain, don't be afraid to let the rain water fall on you. Because I think it was Brother Francis, he said that in the rainwater, which now we know is soft water, so it's beneficial for, you know, our body when it falls on us, and it actually speaks to us. It has messages to give us. And I thought that was amazing. So when it's raining, and I remember one time it was raining and I was trying to run home because I was walking, you know, to get out of the rain. But once I heard, you know, that message about the rain, I don't run from the rain anymore. I embrace the rain. And now that I know that it's the water is a soft rain that's falling, I just embrace it. And I just want to talk another thing about water. They said the best bottled water that you can buy for the proper pH level is Evian. They say when they do a test on that water, it's in the proper pH level for to be consumed. So I just wanted to, and you can always take the test by dropping 3 drops of iodine into a tube of water and see the coloring on it. And you can always take the test for yourself if you're not home with your own water, or if you haven't taken water out with you, or you're just the type of person that buy bottled water. Well, this is, a bottled water that has the correct pH level for the body. And stay in the rain. Don't run from the rain. Embrace it.
Absolutely. Dance in the rain.
I have a natural. I know the women who don't have a natural may have like a relaxer or something. I have a natural, so I don't have to worry about, you know, my hair. And the water, yes, and the rainwater is beneficial for it anyway. So I just, yes. I don't run from the rain anymore. I just embrace it if I'm out walking, or if I have to go to my car when it's raining, if I'm out, you know, out in the public or in a public, you know, store or something. I just go out in the rain and, you know, I just embrace it now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's soft water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a little, I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the lesson that I'm going to bring forward. I don't see that we have any other callers that have any questions, so I'm going to go ahead and move into some of the facts about water. You know, the difference between third world countries and the U.S. is the fact that we have an infrastructure. You know, we have gas lines, we have electricity, roads, water, sewage pipes, treatments and treatment facilities. We have an emergency response system, radio, internet, police. We know all that too well, right? And fire. Now, if the infrastructure is destroyed or damaged, or if we have a massive earthquake like the earthquake that happened in Japan, or if we have a tsunami or a nuclear disaster, or a situation like Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Sandy, or the blackout, like the blackout that happened on the Northeast back in 2003, where there were 55 million people without electricity for days. You know, electric is an infrastructure under an infrastructure. So the tap water went from gravity. From gravity, if that is a compromise, will get very contaminated, and therefore, if it comes into our homes, there will be no treatment. And you know, they keep talking about this terrorism. You know, we hear, they know they're dropping those bombs all over the world. If something like that were to happen here, our water would be compromised. And we need to be cognizant of that and be prepared just in case something like that were to happen. I'm not speaking doom and gloom. I don't believe in doom and gloom, but I just look at everything that's happening and saying, okay, what is going to be the most valuable resource, God forbid, if everything were to go off the grid? It'll be the water, because we can't survive without our water. We can go longer without food, but our lifespan will be determined by how much water we're able to consume. And the numbers are now, I mean, we should be drinking half our weight in ounces just to lose weight. They say eight glasses of water a day. For those of us that are looking to shed a few pounds here and there, by increasing our consumption of water, that will help us to reduce that weight, to help us to eliminate the waste that is stored up in our system. So just take your weight, divide it by 2, and whatever that number is, those are the number of ounces that you're supposed to be drinking. So I can just tell you, I know that there are 64 ounces in a gallon. So if you weigh over 128 pounds, then you need to be drinking more than 1 gallon of water a day. That's as simple as I can put it, if you need to lose weight. And that's a lot of water. And I can tell you all that I struggle with drinking that much water in a day. I was struggling drinking just 1 glass of water a day. So I've moved to eating some fruit and making sure that I get my water that way. Or juicing. I didn't talk about juicing. You know, juicing is another excellent way to get the nutrients in our bodies and the water that we need in our bodies to help metabolize our bodies and, you know, keep our bodies in the utmost of condition. But back to what I was talking about, water, when we're talking about, you know, the difference between this country and third world countries and the infrastructure, our roads, if there are chemical spills from storage, tanks or trucks, or the pipelines and refineries are compromised, you know, there are thousands upon thousands of underground pipelines. If there is a nuclear situation, that would affect the rapid dehydration. We would have rapid dehydration with the lack of water. And that would be very, very, very dangerous. And even the healthiest people will become ill from contaminated water if it's consumed. Children and babies are at the highest risk when it comes to dehydration. We are already operating in a dehydrated state right now. If you're not drinking enough water, like I just talked about the numbers, if you're not drinking eight glasses of water a day, we are already in a dehydrated state, and the stats are showing that in dehydration, we have a higher risk and propensity to have dis-ease. For those of us who have, you know, may have headaches or, you know, get migraines, it's known that that's proving that a large portion of that is due to dehydration. When I know for me, I don't get headaches very often, but I cannot tolerate any head pain. So when I go to consuming more water, that subsides. So I can testify to some of that. I know everybody's situation is different, and I don't aim to mitigate anyone's pain and when it comes to a migraine, because I know that those can be very severe and almost debilitating when people get them. But water seems to be the source of the issue with that and several other ailments, and mostly all ailments, really and truly. Okay, so we talked about a little while ago about the different forms of providing water. I talked to you about boiling, and I was sharing with you that, you know, boiling doesn't necessarily remove all of the contaminants from the water. There's another methodology of keeping the water clean. It's called, you know, chlorination. People are using iodine or chlorine in the water to disinfect the water. That's one way to do it. We talked about filters, but back to what you were saying, Yama, you know, the water. You know, water is water, yet the contaminants are different. The recipe of contaminants are different everywhere. Every drop of water that drops from the sky takes different paths, so, and it picks up whatever it touches. So if the water falls like in an industrial area or versus a farm versus a city versus a suburban area, you know, wherever it falls is going to pick up those characteristics. So if you live close to an industrial area, then that rainwater that falls to the ground, that seeps into the ground, will pick up the elements that have been deposited into the ground based on that particular region. And that will be what you will be consuming from that particular region. If you live in the country, somewhere in a very rural area, then you're dealing more with nature and not necessarily dealing with the chemical elements that are in that particular groundwater. But as we realize that everything is connected, I listened to a program the other day. I was in the car the other day, and for some reason I could not get the website to be able to bring it up. But the concept of what they were talking about the ocean, you know, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean. They're saying that down at the core, you know, we look at them as separate entities, but what they were saying is that down at the core, they are all connected. That's really one body of water. And that's the concept that they were explaining in this little clip. And so I say, in listening to that clip, and I say to what we're talking about, that, you know, we know that we're all connected, right? Everything is all connected. Everything is all one source. It emanates from one source, and we're all connected. So that didn't really... It wasn't startling news. It was just a revelation of something that makes sense. And so we're looking at the groundwater for the industrial area, the groundwater in the rural area, the groundwater in the suburban area, the groundwater in the city area. At some point, they are all connected, and they intermingle in some form, and that's exactly what they were talking about. These oceans, they do have a pathway that they all intermingle at some point and then go and drift wherever they drift. And it's just likewise with all this groundwater. They do meet at some point, and there are traces. That's what they call trace minerals. You know, there are traces that are picked up and transported at some point in some way. So we do have control, and this is all about uplifting ourselves and our loved ones, so we can take that power and that control and orchestrate that in our lives. So that was something that was really very interesting. There are different types of contaminants in the water. There are particulates that are floating in the water, and we talk about that just when we talk about the bathtub and seeing that bathtub ring. Those are particulates, but they are in the water sources. There are microbiological types of contaminants. These are living organisms, and, you know, we just had, they just touted this bout of Ebola. I know there's Ebola, typhoid. Those are what they call microbiological organisms. There are inorganic type of contaminants such as arsenic, fluoride, lead, minerals, and metals. There are radioactive materials such as, you know, uranium, radium, and we just talked about Fukushima, right, and that radioactivity that is coming across the Pacific and hitting the West Coast, all of the West Coast. That's Washington State all the way down. And for those of you who are salmon lovers, you know, salmon grows. I mean, the wild salmon is up there in the Northwest, but primarily comes up there from up there in that Washington area. So if you're consuming the salmon, I just ask you to reconsider what you're doing, because that salmon is living in that water. There are organic contaminants, such as, you know, solvents or pesticides. These are carbon-based molecules that are, you know, such as fungicide, PCP, and pharmaceuticals, right? These are all kinds of contaminants that are in our water. You know, we flush things down the commode, right? We throw things down the garbage disposal, and that all goes down to the groundwater that is goes through that processing plant where they chlorinate and they use fluoride to do whatever it is that they need to do. And the other thing is that we know that they're adding more fluoride to water, and the fluoride is known to calcify the pineal gland. And that pineal gland is the third eye. We're in this phase where we are awakening, and to calcify the third eye is to close the veil. And that's exactly what these powers that be aim for the people, not to rise up, is to calcify the pineal gland. So we need to be responsible for ourselves and our loved ones so that we can make this, what we call the quickening, happen at a more effective and rapid rate. And then the most dangerous of all of these contaminants are the microbiological contaminants, those living organisms. They can grow out of control very, very quickly. That's what they exhibited in front of us when they brought that Ebola situation. And it can spread at the speed at which it can grow is very, 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 very dangerous. And, microbiological living organisms can contribute, obviously, to cancer, and in the water it can kill within days once it hits the water supply. And we hear them talk about biological warfare. You hear those terms when they talk. And if we hear those terms that they're talking about, if God, you know, as God forbid, if they were to consider doing something here, then where would they go? They would go to something like the water supply in a way to affect.
It's the amount
of substance. 1 second, that's an open line.
Population, which is usually rodents. This.
All right. Thank you. There would be the propensity to go to an open resource where there are many, many people. So there's no room for error with biological contaminants because it can kill many, many, many in within days. So we talked a little bit about filtration. The filters, you know, it passes the water through the filter and it stops all the bad stuff. And so that most of the bad stuff doesn't get through. And eventually, you know, over time, that filter will deplete itself and not be able to protect the bad stuff coming through. So we just heard from the caller, she has a filtration system and she has to change her filter out every so often to prevent or to make sure that that bad stuff doesn't come in. I have filters that I have to change out on a regular basis to make sure that that bad stuff, the contaminants, don't come in. So that was pretty much what it is that I have aimed to bring forward to you in the realm of water and the different types of water. Just in summary, you know, it's just a good thing to look at what you're doing, aim to make some adjustments with what you're doing to better for your overall better health and the health of your loved ones. And just take a step in the direction if you're not there yet, or if you're there and you're doing something, take another step to elevate yourself to, or clamping it down you know, like I said, one extra step that I'm doing is just storing water so that if my system does require electricity, we just heard from the caller, if she doesn't have an electrical system, and that's beautiful, I'm taking the measures to make sure that I have some water that my loved ones can have in, at any given moment. And if they crash that dollar, which is anticipated, then you go to the store, their shelves are going to be bare. And I remember seeing something, it was a picture, it was an article that I read that happened in somewhere in the Orient, I want to say it was China, and it was a depiction of the shelves being bare in some sort of a situation that they had going on, and people didn't know what to do. And if there is a situation like that that were to occur, then you don't want to be caught up in the panic of it. All right. And I'm just aiming to lift my voice here to make everyone aware, to make sure that they take action for yourself and your loved ones. If there are any callers that would like to chime in, please press 1 if you're on, you know, you're listening on the line, to offer any comments. If you have, if you're in the chat, you have any questions, please be sure to write your questions in the chat. Time for us to, we have choices, and we, it's time for us to make the difference. We are making a difference. I know that you are. It's time for us to let the people around us. I can tell you there's some people in my world that look at me and say, Layla, that's all fine and well. That's all fine and well, but we're okay. You know, we don't need to do anything. And that might be the case, but I live by the premise of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and it's always good to be prepared. I remember being in elementary school. I don't remember it so much as I got older, but they used to do fire drills, and they would take us out of the classroom, what we need to do to make sure that we knew how we needed to get out of that building in a rapid pace, in an orderly pace, at an orderly rate. You know, there are people that are taking and have a family plan. Do you have a family plan in your home that, God forbid, if anything were to happen, you know what to do? Like when my children were growing up, you know, if there was a fire in the house, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. You go out this window, we'll go out this window, but we're going to meet. If anything like that were to happen, then this is the point that we're going to meet at, so that we know that everybody's all right. And if we don't meet at that point, then we know that we need to do something else. All right, so do you have a plan in place, just like you have had at school, or like there's a plan, something, even at my work, in the work that I performed in, they did fire drills at my job. We had to come out of the job and go on this fire drill. Do you have a fire drill in your home with your people? Do you have that ladder that's, if you're living, have a second floor, you have that ladder that comes down from the second floor to get your people out? I mean, I'm asking these questions and have you to think and to make sure that, you know, we're doing what we need to do. I know we're talking about water, but we're talking a little bit about preparedness because we just don't know. I'm a firm believer that everything will work out the way it needs to. However, if we have the adeptness, we have the divine source within us, then she will guide us along the way. And the more prepared we are, the easier it will be, and the more people we can help in that process. Yama, let me, Yama,
yes.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Well, one thing we're learning is that to be healthy and drinking water, and also drinking the right water, especially if you're a person that's always buying bottled water. The information that we're giving today is that you get bottled water that is alkaline. We also spoke about the water that goes on your body when you bathe and when you wash your clothes and different things
that you do in your house and everything. But one thing that we, if you don't have a water system, you can buy alkaline water. If you are a person that purchase water and drink bottled water. And I'm not promoting this, but they did several tests on various well-known waters, and the one that had the proper pH balance was this Evian, E-V-I-A-N. That's the one who had the had an alkaline level that was a healthy level for consumption, for us to consume. So sometimes we drink water and we think, okay, I'm thirsty, I'll drink water. But if we're buying the bottled water, we need to buy the water that has alkaline. And you can do the test on it, 3 drops of iodine. Because all this when you get information and it gives you a truth based on how you will live your lifestyle and also how you would have a healthier life and a longer life, because they said this is also helps in that area also, then we should hear it and we should act upon it. And that's how you get the benefit from it. And I was told a while ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I think my nephew told me that anytime that you're thirsty in the mouth, then you're already dehydrated. So water is beneficial, healthy water, alkaline water, and that's a little tidbit that was given today just to change that habit, and you'll probably see the difference. You'll probably see the difference in your face and your skin, and let's try it, people. Thought people, let's try it. Let's hear it, and let's act upon it. Because we're here to get the benefits.
Definitely, and I second what Yama is saying. If you do not have a filtration system in your home, the very next best water for you to drink will be the alkaline water. And if that is not in your price point, then the very next water for you to acquire will be the distilled water. And the reason why I'm saying so, I didn't take the opportunity to do a little bit more research. However, I will just bring this forward for anyone to do some research on, and maybe we can talk about this another time, that, you know, the Aquafinas and the Dasani waters and the, those are the two that come to mind, that we have to be careful about drinking those waters because they're produced by corporations. And even the Evian, you're talking about the Evian water, they're produced by corporations. There is a sense of liability there. However, the other waters, those companies that I mentioned, or those types of waters that they're mentioning, what I've heard, this is third party, so this is not anything from my research, and I'm just going to put it out there, is that the corporations, you know, they use everything that they get their hands on. And in doing so, there are some things that are in this water that we should not be consuming. But that's all I'm going to say. And I would just say that look at the ingredients on the water and just do the research on that. I didn't have the opportunity, because we did have a guest prepared, so I didn't have the opportunity to check that out because I just heard it. And I'm going to investigate that because I know a lot of people that do drink the waters from these manufacturers thinking that they're getting the best quality water. And they obviously people are making the choice and are taking the action to do something better. And these corporations are taking advantage is the premise. And we at SOAR, we aim to bring certain things to light so that we can make better choices. And I promise you all, even if we're doing a different segment, I will bring that information forward as soon as I can.
Yes, and it's always when we hear things, it's always beneficial for us to do our own research on it. And anything that we hear, and that we can say, this is it's accurate, or it's something that I want to do. It's always you make your choice by you doing your research, and you prove, or it's proven that it's something that you would like to, especially with water, you know, find out what's correct, what's going to be healthy for you, and then you just do it. And when we, you know, we do further research, we'll let you know this is the truth on this for that time period, because, you know, things do change. They're always changing stuff.
Right.
But we aim to give you truth so you can apply it and benefit from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, I'm going to go to the caller line. So it's the number 657-383-0332. Please press 1 if you have a question, comment, or concern. If you're in the chat, we welcome you there in the chat. If you have a question, comment, or concern, please let us know and we'll bring that forward. I just want to make everyone aware, tomorrow on Thor Radio Network, we'll be airing Decree, and It Shall Be by our brother Francis Revels Bay. He will continue part 3 of Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. He's been taking us and giving us some really, really key and pivotal information and knowledge that we can apply that in our lives. I think we really, really need it. We are in a time where it's time for the people to rise up and do the things that we need to do, and manifesting our heart's desire, we'll get that done in a very more rapid pace. So Brother Francis is excellent at that. And then on Friday, by the way, that show airs at noon Eastern Standard Time. The Decree, and It Shall Be, airs at noon Eastern Standard Time. Our brother Francis is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so he's 2 hours. There's a time difference, so he airs that at noon Eastern Standard Time. All right, and then on Friday, our brother Sharif is going to be doing another segment of Free Your Mind Friday. All right, so you don't want to miss that. He's going to have a panel of guests to talk about some of the current events and some things that we need to know and discuss and learn from. So please be sure to be here on Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll have Free Your Mind Friday. And then again, next Tuesday, we will be at the Debt Show with Brother Sharif on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then with us, Yama and myself, again, next Wednesday. So we want to thank you all for being here, like I said. Yama, we don't have anyone that has said that they wanted to speak or provide any commentary. Do you have any closing remarks?
Well, today's program have been watery. Soft water. Alkaline water. And I just appreciate that we can go into different areas and do some research and just enhance, you know, people's lives and make them think, yeah, maybe I should, you know, check this out. We're putting it out there so people can have an option and they won't have to say, I never heard that, because we want to give information that's going to benefit, that's going to re-elevate the people that listen, re-elevate the woman. And we know when the woman's re-elevated, the man is right there, and the sons and the daughters. So that's what it's all about, to give out information so people can have a choice, and the choice will be fruitful for them. And that's what it's about, Sister Layla. That's what it's all about.
Yes, Yama. And I just have a couple of comments. It's actually a couple of quotes that I had found that I think is apropos to what we just spoke about. And, you know, pure water is the world's first and foremost medicine. How profound is that? Pure water is the world's first and foremost medicine. I think that says it all. And lastly, in line with the, you know, the situation where we're talking about a potential possibility of an emergency or crisis, we know, we never know the worth of water till the well is dry. But that being said, love, peace, and blessings to everyone. We thank you so much for being here. We look forward to continued conversations that will help to elevate woman, man, son, and daughter.